Chapter 56, Top Hats and Tails. On the Alton waterfront that night, a handful of small fires burn brightly. A great concourse of people is milling around. Rock and Dixon arrive, beating their drums. A motley crew of volunteers assembles. Shadowy figures surge about, now and then caught in firelight. Their rough, unkempt faces and their costume of high top hats and swallow tailcoats make this some strange formal party expelled to the docks. Organizers start blowing tin horns to round up other joiners. Dixon joins the hornblowers to make a racket. Jim Rock, always a tough-looking guy, looks thoroughly out of place in tails and a top hat. His dress coat is several sizes too big, and his old top hat leans crazily on a mop of messy hair. Rock joins Spear to lead the mob toward the Godfrey Gilman warehouse, crying, "We'll smoke 'em out." Spear offers, "Anyone need more guns or whiskey? Supplies are stashed at the saloon." An old woman climbs the steeple of a nearby church to look down on the mob scene. Frightened, she starts ringing the church bells. Around town, others hear the bells and rally to the scene of the action. An immense ladder, made up of two ladders lashed end to end, is carried by several men. Many hands throw the ladder up against the blind side of the Godfrey Gilman warehouse, where the Alton Observer is housed. Three men, low-lifer Jim Rock, George Edwards, and Horace Spear, stand arguing and gesticulating next to a fiery bucket. Edwards and Spear are elegant in their tails and top hats. Spear drives the action. He whispers to Edwards, pointing to Jim Rock, "Get him to go up. He's the one for it." Jim Rock is honored that everyone has chosen him, but he doesn't want to take his life in his hands. He debates ascending the ladder with the burning bucket. He runs over to inspect the ladder, wondering, is it sturdy enough? Rock returns, hesitant. "If I go up and I'm too high in the air to dive for cover, can I count on you?" Spear slaps Rock on the back like a long-lost comrade. "Sure, man." But Rock is still unsure. "Swear to Christ you won't let him shoot me." Spear is drunk enough to swear. "Swear to Christ we've got you covered. George and I are going to hide behind that timber stack and shoot dead the first man who comes around the corner of the building." Edwards raises an eyebrow. "Speak for yourself, Horace." Meanwhile, he's trying to figure out how to stop this insanity. Rock is convinced. "Oh, I hate abolitionists, so here goes." Silence. Then a bell tolls a signal. Jim Rock snickers. He stokes the fire in the pail. Then, carrying the burning pail, Rock marches importantly across the open space to the Godfrey Gilman building. Crowds of onlookers await the show. Spear pulls Edwards back to a safe hiding spot. But Edwards is distracted, trying to figure out what to do. Rock starts the long climb up the ladder. He holds the flaming pail out on a stick, resting it on rungs ahead from time to time to avoid blistering his hands. The mob is fixated on Rock climbing the ladder. Step by step, draws out in suspense. They hold their breath. So intense is their focus that no one sees Edwards sneak from his hiding spot. He moves closer and closer to Rock and the ladder. The moon shines brightly, adding its champagne light to the already eerie quality of the scene. Edwards waits near the ladder for a few tense moments of expectant silence.